Good morning, Sleepy Town. I'm Beau Bartlett, and you're listening to The Art House. Art House Radio, coming to you from the stations of WCUG in lovely Columbus, Georgia. Also heard on OHM Radio, WOHM, Charleston, South Carolina. Thanks for being with us this morning on the radio. We have a real good show for you today. The Radio Show. Show all about songs that talk about the radio. Is that what they do? Songs that talk about the radio? Yeah, I think so.
Discuss mention.
Yeah. Oh, hi, show.
Good morning, Beau.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Not so good.
What's going on?
I feel like I'm delaminating. I'm just falling apart at the seams.
Is that the word of the day, is delaminating?
No, it could be, though.
Interesting.
My back. Oh, hi, Trent.
Hey.
How are you doing over there?
I'm feeling a little groggy because I took a nap at 2:30 in the afternoon yesterday. Took an hour break from sleeping and slept again until 9:30.
So you're so well rested.
We both looked at each other at that. What do you mean took an hour break from sleep?
Yeah. I was just staring at my ceiling like, why am I still sleeping?
That's why you're so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning.
Sure am.
Man, oh man. But I'm delaminating. I'm old. My back hurts. I got a broken wrist. Mm. A broken scaphoid in my wrist. That's a bone.
Wow.
And I've got ringworm. That's like something gross on your foot. It's like athlete's foot.
Gross.
It's so gross.
Disgusting.
I'm falling apart. I've got like a pituitary tumor.
Mr. Bartlett, oh, put man. Your feet down.
I'm getting like, you know, round around the middle for, you know, sitting on my, but it's never going to go away. I don't think. Anyway, I think we should probably move on with the show because this is freaking me out. We have a word of the day today.
What is it?
The word of the day today is retrograde.
Mercury.
That's what I was going to say.
See, yes. This is what I keep thinking. I'm falling apart because Mercury's in retrograde. And it could be. But retrograde just means sort of moving backwards. You know, when the moon goes in, when Mercury goes in retrograde, it doesn't really go backwards. It's an optical illusion. It appears.
I was about to say it. Looks like it.
Right. Because we're spinning around the sun at different speeds. Yes. But I don't think I'm falling apart because of retrograde. I think I'm falling apart because every day on our way to work, Betsy and I go the same way to work, and there's this black cat that crosses our path every single day.
Oh my gosh.
In the same place.
I'm not saying what you have to do, but you know what you have to do.
Go to work another way.
Or you have to find...
Unexpected answer. Good answer.
Okay, let's see. So we do have a couple of quotes that have to do with radio. The radio. We have a Bob Edwards quote, who was a longtime NPR broadcaster. Bob Edwards. With radio, the listener absorbs everything. There's another one. We have two quotes. Ira Glass, also an NPR commentator. Well, he has a show. He's on All Things Considered. In radio, you have two tools. Sound.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
And silence. Indeed. So those are the quotes of the day today. All about radio. Shows all about radio. We're going to have songs about radio. We're going to talk a little bit about the radio. And so it's very... It is what it is, and we are what we do.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low and listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
still curious about the new songs I've been writing. Since I'm number one on Bluegrass Radio, you knew I was a writer, but you couldn't name a title that I wrote before I broke on Bluegrass Radio. Number three in California, five in Arizona, didn't seem to mean a thing to you. But I went number one in Texas, and now you fix me breakfast, because I am a hit on Bluegrass Radio. 50,000 watts of power, and they play me every hour. Paul McCartney, you can stand aside, but the Bluegrass charts have picked me now. I headline hardly strictly, you can't escape my song on Bluegrass Radio. Number three in California, five in Arizona, didn't seem to mean a thing to you. But I got number one in Texas, and now you fix me breakfast, because I am a hit on Bluegrass Radio. Like the other, another number one on Bluegrass Radio. Number three in California, five in Arizona, they're just truck stops on the way to number one. Now that I'm a winner, I have Chick-fil-A for dinner. Don't you walk away, Renee, I'm number one on Bluegrass today. Yesterday I couldn't function, now I'm played on Bluegrass Junction. Let me straighten my toupee, I'm playing at my BMA. Since I'm number one on Bluegrass Radio, you can't escape my song on Bluegrass Radio.
That was Steve Martin with Bluegrass Radio. You're listening to The Art House on 88.5 WCUG and WOHM 96.3 Charleston. I'm Bo Bartlett, here with Trent Henry Bridget Miley and Sho Irakawa. This next song is a Harry Chapin song. I used to listen to this in high school when I was just a teenager, and I thought, oh man, that's a sad song about a sad old man, an old DJ. Now here I am, an old man myself, delaminating and sitting on my rump and DJing a morning radio show. WOLD, Harry Chapin.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Hits for you wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45 going on 15.
The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again here to Boise, Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I'm making extra money doing high school sock hops. I'm the big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. Top of my head, just begging for a new toupee. There's a fire around my gut from sitting on it, but it's never gonna go away. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel long 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. Great good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I am the morning DJ at WOLD.
He kisses her goodbye and heads for the radio station. Oh, he hates to leave her, but he's got another show to do. He knows she gets lonely, so he lets her know he's thinking about her. And though millions are listening, she knows who he's talking to.
Come into your life like I do every night from the heart of your radio. I play a little sad and I play a lot of glad and a few old cheap songs. It's open to everybody out in radio land. Find the love just as true as mine. Good night, angel. Sleep tight, darling. And close your pretty brown eyes. The show is over, your radio lover will be home by your side. She's laying in bed
as her DJ tells her that he loves her. It would break his heart if he knew she wasn't there alone. She knows when to cheat and when to tell her lover to leave her. She knows they'll be safe just as long as his show goes on. He planned a surprise for the night of their first anniversary. He taped his show just so he could be home with her. The radio was playing, and as he walked in on her, her lover, he heard himself saying the last words that they ever heard. I come into your life like I do every night from the heart of your radio. I play a little sad and I play a lot of glad and a few old cheating songs. Here's open to everybody out in radio land. Just as true as mine. Good night, angel. Sleep tight, darling. Close your pretty brown eyes. When the show is over, your radio lover will be home by your side. Sad and I play a lot of glad and a few old cheating songs. There's open to a body out in the rain.
People grinning in your face.
That's why I'm going to the river to wash my sins away.
Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Come on, baby, it's time to rock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
Welcome to the Smoke Hour on KNTRY Radio Texas. You know my name, no need to know yours. Now for this next tune, I want y'all to sit back, inhale, and go to that good place your mind likes to wander off to. And if you don't want to go, go find yourself a jukebox. Thank you.
I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wild flower waiting for you, broadcasting tower waiting for you, and I'm sending you this signal here, hope you can pick it up loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women, you get bored so quick, and you don't like strong women cause they're hip to your tricks. Duty for duty down the line, but you know I come when you whistle and you're loving and kind. If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from red first barney. Sign of prayer, what a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand flies, honey, the love's still flowing. If it says forget it, but your heart's smoking. Call me at the station. The lights are open.
Higher.
Your Radio, Van Morrison. You're listening to The Art House. I'm Bo Bartlett, here with Sho Irakawa and Trent Henry
Pritchett
Miley.
Yep.
How are y'all doing today? Everybody okay?
Yeah.
All things considered, we're not as banged up as you are this week.
This is true. This is true. And I'll accept that. That's just the reality. So I have a couple of questions for you guys, but as we get going here, talking about the radio, I mean, you know, we're on the radio talking about the radio. Radio is so important. Do you have memories? Do you have early memories of radio or hearing anything on the radio or experiencing
all the time.
Anything?
When it comes to me, I basically have like two different events that happened to where I realized that I love radio and podcasting and things of that nature. And they were relatively a decade apart on the same drive. As a family, we would drive to my grandfather's house in Fairhope, which is southern Alabama. And when we would leave my house in Lawrenceville until basically near Auburn, which is about 2 hours, my father would have on the AM radio and we would listen to the traffic report every single time we drove. And it was, as you know, a five-year-old, pretty boring. But then, you know, fast forward 10 years later, and it was me and my older brother Philip, and we were like kind of bored with our music selection. And so he put on the heartwarming classic of hearing about Jeffrey Dahmer and Last Podcast on the Left. And we listened to it all. And even though it's horrible information, I was truly loving every moment of it through like, oh, this is really cool. And it, you know, basically catapulted a love from there to where I am now.
Early morning drives to school, we would be listening to Jazz in the Morning on our local NPR station. Mm-hmm. So we'd always hear All Things Considered. I heard that theme. Every single morning. And then it would always be bookended by a jazz radio hour that would start every morning. So every morning, a little bit of news and then jazz.
Nice. Nice. Where was that?
North Alabama.
North Alabama. Well, I have very strong memories of the radio.
I was about to ask, how about you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was a kid, growing up, I would go into my parents' bedroom in the morning. Every morning, my dad would have the radio, and the radio was set on the dresser. It was a big radio. It was a big old, like, transistor. Not a transistor. What was a large radio? What would it be called? The tubes, like those old...
No, it's not ham radio.
Lit up from the back. Anyway, it was a big radio, and it would sit on his dresser, and I would go in and listen to what he was listening to, which was Cousin Al, who was the local DJ that played country music back in the day. They would play Patsy Cline and Hank Williams, and that was my first real introduction. So I was tiny. I was probably two.
Wow.
And I'd go in and just listen, and it was, you know, it's very mysterious. There's something very mysterious about voices coming out of a little box. Mm-hmm. Well, a big box in that case, with a big dial that was lit up. And then as I grew, you know, you didn't only hear it in the bedroom in a stationary place, but you'd hear it in the car. Mm-hmm. And I would listen as I sat in the front seat of my mother's baby blue Mercury. It had these big hoods over the wheels, these big tire wheels and wheel wells, I guess they were called. Mm-hmm. And I would listen to whatever was on the radio. And I remember hearing the day that Marilyn Monroe died,
wow.
Hearing the news of Marilyn Monroe dying. And I remember we were about to go over the viaduct, driving westward, going toward downtown. And that news came on the radio and my mother was upset. And, you know, just these moments in your life. I remember also in that same car hearing Jerry and the Pacemakers singing Ferry Across the Mersey, which was part of the sort of English invasion, British invasion. And so hearing this music for the very first time I'd ever heard the song, and it just got lodged in me.
Mm-hmm.
It did. it became this moment, this defining moment of hearing this music that was very beautiful coming out of the car radio as we were driving down 13th Street. I lived in Pennsylvania. There were, you know, NPR, Terry Gross was in WHYY. She was a local radio host. There was a wonderful radio show called Sleepy Hollow, which I was inspired by. And actually some aspects of art house radio come from Sleepy Hollow, which was a... Keith Brand was the DJ. He was the originator of the show. And he was the DJ. He played nothing but gentle music to wake up to across all genres. It was just such a wonderful show. It does really inspire what I do here. Keith Brand. But there's something magical about the idea, and this is one of the things that I love, of driving a car and being able to turn the radio dial. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works anymore in cars. When I was young and a teenager, you could just turn the dial and go incrementally until you found the station near the town that you were passing through. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, does it do it automatically, or are there even radios
switches.
In cars anymore?
Little buttons.
Yeah,
and it slides automatically. Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. For at least my car, I can still tune it because typically I just leave it at 88.5 because that's what it is here.
Good answer.
And so sometimes it's kind of fun to just like drive through. Like when I was driving through to Kansas City, it was just like, what are other people's 88.5s? And typically it would just be like, you know, a lot. But sometimes it would just be like maybe like a Christian station or just something very strange and odd.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the wonderful things about doing that. And XPN was 88.5, where Sleepy Hollow was in Pennsylvania. Nice. So there's just something magical about all of these stations and all these ideas and all these songs wafting out there invisibly into the air in all directions. It's out there, but you don't see it. And you can tune it in if you just pay attention or if you take the time. You can just tune in and you don't know what you're going to hear. It's a surprise. And there's something magical about that. That it's there all the time.
Forever.
Forever. Transmitted, wafting out from this station out in all directions. Mm-hmm.
To your ears.
And beyond. So turn on your radio.
machine down.
Boy, I've been raised.
death. I heard the streets were paved with gold. That's what my father said. No one even knows what life was like. Now I'm in LA and it's paradise. I finally found you.
That drives real long. Got no more.
follows. I suppose we can't go wrong. Maybe these doubts keep our fingers in tune. Would we still feel this strong if we got our radio song?
you said, thinking about you. The funny thing you said, it's better not to stay. Sure enough, if you feel nothing, you're better off this way. Yeah. Here's the point where you can breathe. It's a last word. I can see you understand. So here we are at the last broadcast. And here we are at our last broadcast.
Just like that, we've come to the end of another Art House, Art House Radio. That was Last Broadcast by the Doves. This is not our last broadcast. So hopefully we don't have a last broadcast for a long, long time.
No. Onward, forever.
Onward and onward and onward. But we do have a playlist, which you can see on the website, arthouseradio.com. A-R-T-H-A-U-S Radio. But we'll give you a quick rundown of today's show. We heard Frolic by Jake X Fossil, Turn On Your Radio by the Statler Brothers, then we heard Bluegrass Radio, a recent song by Allison Brown and Steve Martin. Yes, the Steve Martin. We heard WOLD by Harry Chapin. Harry Chapin was quite a pioneer back in the day with storytelling songs. We heard George Jones with Radio Lover. Then we heard a little Willie Nelson went from the Beyonce, the recent Beyonce album, Smoke Hour, it was called. Then we heard You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio by Joni Mitchell, Caravan, Van Morrison. During the story, we heard Aphex Twin and Arthur Russell. Then we heard Something Sally with Turn On Your Radio, Love Songs on the Radio by Mojave 3, Radio by Lana Del Rey, Radio Song by Pocket Sounds, and Queen with Radio Gaga. Finally, Last Broadcast, the Doves. Behind us here, Hymn for Her with Pup Shalom, our outro music. Sure enjoy making radio and being on the radio with you guys. Thank you, Trent. Thank you, show.
It's my pleasure. Every week.
Always.
This show brings me joy.
I hope that it brings our listeners joy.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that we're here for a reason, not just to be shooting the breeze and not just to fill the form, but to actually provide a service.
Sounds like we have fun, but we work hard.
But isn't there joy in work?
Never. I think the great things, all the great things, all the great services are offered as gifts. Mm. Jobs are something you get paid to do. Work is something you get paid to do. But when you really give, and you give from your heart, and you give the way that songs come to musicians and they have to sing them, visions come to artists and they have to put it out into the world. Mm. And when ideas come and inspiration comes, it has to be shared. And we're lucky to be here to be conduits to the great creative forces of the universe. We have our microphones and our headphones, and we provide our gifts to you, the listener. Happy to be here. I want to thank WCUG, Columbus State University, Sho Irokawa.
You're welcome.
Trent, Henry Pritchett, Miley.
Yep.
And all of you listeners, we're all in it together. We're all in it together, trying to do our part to make this world a better place. Thanks for listening. See you right here next time on The Art House. Love and light, y'all.